Welcome back to The Dad Show. I'm Pete, and this is your spot to hear stories from guys who are just doing their best, sometimes succeeding, mostly figuring it out as we go. Today we're talking about unexpected family members, parenting from the sidelines, and what happens when the oldest family member decides he's not interested in the job. Dave, you ever get a pet you didn't expect to be your problem?
Ha ha. Are we talking about my kids, or?
Fair point. Today's about our cat, Z2. That's Z2, two syllables. He's been running the house for 7 years. We call him the Don. Operates on his own schedule, doesn't answer to anyone. Then, last month, we bring home two kittens.
Oh no, the kingdom's under attack.
Exactly. Z2 looked at these two tiny fur balls and immediately checked out. Wouldn't acknowledge them, hissed if they got too close. We thought, great, we've got a territorial nightmare on our hands for months.
How old are the kittens?
8 and 9 weeks. Basically chaos in mittens. They want to play with everything, including this grumpy middle-aged cat who has no interest in anything except his food schedule and his spot on the couch.
I had something similar, but with my oldest and his little brother. 8-year age gap. When we brought baby number 3 home, my oldest was 13. Basically a teenager with attitude. He wanted nothing to do with the baby, thought he was beneath him.
What changed?
About 2 weeks in, he caught my wife in a little moment where she was struggling.
That thing where you're holding the baby and trying to do dishes and failing at both?
He didn't say anything. He just took the baby, and then he kind of never gave him back. Now they're inseparable, but it took time.
That's the journey we're on with Z2, I think. Week 1, complete rejection. He'd leave the room when they entered. Week 2, he'd watch them from across the room like he was observing wildlife. Week 3, and this is where it gets good. One of the kittens got stuck behind the dresser.
Oh no.
And Z2 started meowing. Not aggressively, concerned meowing. My wife goes in and Z2 is literally pointing at the dresser with his nose. Like, there, that's my problem now, apparently.
He became responsible.
Exactly. My wife got the kitten out, and Z2 immediately stepped back and pretended he had nothing to do with it. Very, I know nothing. But we saw him.
That's the thing about reluctant older siblings. They act like they're too cool, too independent, too above it all. But then the actual welfare of this tiny chaos agent becomes their issue.
Right. And now, this is going to sound crazy, but Z2 sits with the kittens while they nap. Not too close. Like they're napping on a cat bed and he's sitting on the tile floor about 3 feet away, just watching. Making sure nobody takes them, I guess.
That's beautiful, man. It's the most reluctant mentoring I've ever seen.
He'll even groom one of them sometimes and then immediately act offended. Like, don't get used to this.
He's a protective grump. Has he played with them yet?
Not full play, but he let one of them pounce on his tail the other day while he was lying down. Allowed it. Didn't immediately stand up and walk away, which is progress.
It's like he's accepted that the job is his, but he's going to do it on his terms, very reluctantly, and with as little fanfare as possible. My oldest took about a month before he'd actually play with the baby. Before that, it was all logistics, bringing diapers, holding his head right, making sure he was fed. He was like, this is a responsibility, not a friendship.
That's exactly it. Z2 has the same energy. Fine. I'm responsible for these two idiots, but I'm not happy about it. This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. After a long week of dadding, there's no better place to unwind than Red Heat Tavern. Great food, cold drinks, and a menu the whole family will actually agree on. Red Heat Tavern, Bedford, Massachusetts.
You know what's funny? By the time that protective instinct kicks in, they're yours in a totally different way. My oldest would probably fight someone if they tried to take his brother at this point.
That's what I'm banking on. Right now, Z2 is still in why do I have to do this mode. But I've got a feeling that in a few months, he's going to be devastated if anything happens to either one of them. He'll never admit it, though.
Never. He'll go to his grave claiming he tolerates them. I feed them because nobody else has standards around here. If it were up to me, this situation would never have happened.
Exactly. But he's going to demand they're fed on time, and he's going to know where they are at all times, and he's probably going to sleep between them at some point.
Oh, that's coming. I can feel it.
And when it does, he'll wake up like it happened against his will. I have no memory of this.
The most common lie told by reluctant father figures everywhere.
My wife keeps saying that Z2 is going through what every older sibling goes through. The shock, then the resentment, then the slow realization that these little chaos agents are actually his to protect.
And maybe that's the beauty of it. You don't choose the job sometimes. The job chooses you. And the ones who fight it hardest usually end up being the best at it.
Fair. Z2 is shaping up to be a pretty good reluctant mentor, even if he'll never, ever say it out loud.
That's the dad move right there.
Facts. All right, Dave. Thanks for hanging with us today. For everyone tuning in, if you've got a grumpy cat, a reluctant older sibling, or you just know what it's like to get stuck with responsibility you didn't ask for, you're in the right place. Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.